AI News by Conjero.
Big day, six stories to run through. We'll hit autonomous delivery, a courtroom fight that doubles as an AA safety case study, major cloud model shifts, a live retail AI test, a weird archival model experiment, and a protocol move for enterprise agents.
Starting with Starship, they just crossed 10 million delivered items and run about 3,000 robots in 300-plus locations across 8 countries. That's not a pilot anymore. It's an operating system for real-world sidewalk autonomy.
What matters is that scale exposes system-level problems. Scheduling, local regulation, battery logistics, and regular maintenance at fleets that were previously theoretical. Those ops challenges define whether L4 is practical long-term.
Next up, that courtroom story involving Musk and Page. Beyond the gossip, it surfaces a crucial point. AI safety is often settled by product decisions and release governance, not just research papers or lofty manifestos.
Exactly. The broken friendship frame makes this concrete. Who gets veto power on a feature, how risk trade-offs are signed off, and which incentives push risky behavior matter as much as model architecture.
On the infrastructure front, AWS Bedrock now surfaces OpenAI's newest models, including Codex, and it launched Bedrock Managed Agents. That shifts how enterprises choose where and how to deploy models.
That change rewrites the deployment calculus. Organizations can pick models through cloud providers with integrated billing, observability, and supported agents, which alters vendor lock-in and compliance paths.
Amazon is also testing an audio-first, join the chat feature right on product pages, live conversational answers near checkout. It's a fast experiment in retrieval, latency, and real-time trust on the retail floor.
Retail AI like that forces new guardrails. Real-time recommendations affect purchasing decisions, so moderation, provenance labeling, and latency. Accuracy trade-offs become business critical, not just UX experiments.
Then there's Talkie's odd experiment, a 13B model trained only on pre-1931 texts. It still answers and codes, but its steam-age worldview exposes how temporal data windows bias model outputs in surprising ways.
That one is a blunt reminder. Data curation isn't neutral. When training cutoffs create systemic temporal blind spots, products can confidently provide outdated or anachronistic answers unless you explicitly surface that limit.
Google Cloud moved MCP into production with 50-plus managed servers. Model Context Protocol is no longer an add-on. It's being offered as a standardized, fully managed connectivity layer for agents.
For enterprises, that reduces bespoke glue work. Standardized context and managed servers mean faster agent orchestration and easier security posture, but it also centralizes trust in a few cloud providers.
There are threads tying these stories together. Scale and ops, Starship, Google, governance and release decisions, the courtroom case, and where models live and get served, AWS, Amazon Retail, Talkie.
And a practical takeaway. Companies building with AI should treat deployment, data windows, and governance as first-class product features, not afterthoughts, because those choices shape reliability, safety, and business outcomes.
Keep an eye on regulations that respond to those governance decisions, cloud providers bundling models into managed stacks, and more experiments that reveal how training data windows warp behavior.
That's our roundup for today. We'll watch which of these moves become industry standards, and which ones force corrective regulation next.
AI News by Conjero.